Friday, the 23rd of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to be reading the Gospel for Sunday, and we're going to be praying with it. And it's one of my favorite Gospels. It's the story of the Transfiguration. So we'll start by reading the Gospel, and then I'm going to lead you into a guided gospel contemplation. To start with, if you like, let's take a nice deep breath in. Breathe in deeply and breathe out and just relax into the chair, into the stool or wherever you're sitting. You might like to lie down. And deep breath in. And breathe out. Breathe in deeply and breathe out. Then we're going to listen gently to the story. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain on their own by themselves. There in their presence, he was transfigured. This means that his clothes became brilliantly white, whiter than any earthly bleach could make them. And he shone. Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. Then Peter spoke to Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't know what to say because the disciples were so frightened and overwhelmed. And a cloud came covering them in shadow. And from a cloud there came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Then suddenly they looked around and they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he warned them to tell no one what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They listened to the warning faithfully, although among themselves they asked, "What does rising from the dead mean?" Let's take a little moment to think about the story and to ponder it in our own hearts. For starters, I'd like you to imagine Jesus and Peter and James and John and you. I'd like you to imagine you're with them, going and climbing a high mountain all on their own by themselves. So imagine what it might have felt like to be climbing up the mountain. Have you climbed a mountain ever? Perhaps they were walking up a path, or perhaps they were clambering over rocks. Perhaps they needed some help every now and then. They needed to use their hands as well as their feet. Climb up. Imagine the feeling of climbing up the mountain, the excitement of it, and then of coming out onto the top. How does it feel to get to the top of a mountain? To stand up on the top and look away, look around, to see far, far away. It's also that lovely feeling of coming to rest after climbing, like I've got here. Maybe they sat down or leaned against a tree or a rock and caught their breath. And then something strange happens. Something strange happens to Jesus that we don't really understand. Scripture tells us he was transfigured and he began almost to glow, but perhaps it was a bit like, the only way I can imagine it is perhaps if a if there had been clouds and the light shone through just on Jesus and he was illuminated and everything about him was shiny. And then these two figures appear. And as they're talking to Jesus, the disciples realize that they are Moses and Elijah. Moses, who centuries and centuries before had given the law and all the commandments at Mount Sinai, and Elijah, the great prophet. Just imagine what the disciples must have felt at that moment. To see Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus. It would be like Shaka Zulu suddenly coming back and having a conversation with Cyril Ramaphosa. Some great figure out of history suddenly being here and able to give some advice. Maybe it would be even stranger than that. And then Peter speaks. And he says to Jesus, "This is wonderful. It is wonderful to be here. But can we make three shelters, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah?" What's Peter really asking? He's really saying, "I want to stay here forever. This is such an amazing experience. I just want to stay here, and I want to make it safe and comfortable for you." What would you have felt? Scripture also says that the disciples were quite frightened. Maybe you would have felt frightened too. To suddenly have people out of history coming and talking to Jesus. But then the cloud comes and covers them all in a shadow. And from the cloud they hear the voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Hear that voice yourself. God whispering to us, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Does that remind you of anything in the story of Jesus? That's right. It's reminding us of the baptism, isn't it? We heard God the Father saying something similar back at the beginning of Jesus' story. If we go back in the Gospel of Mark to chapter 1, we hear the Father saying, "You are my son, the beloved. My favor rests on you." So there the Father was speaking to Jesus at the baptism. "You are my son, the beloved. My favor rests on you." But now the disciples hear, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." That's a message for them. That's also a message for you and me. God the Father saying to us about Jesus, "This is my son, the beloved." And what must we do? We must listen to him. And then suddenly, they look around and everything's returned to normal. And there's no one there anymore, but only Jesus. And Jesus leads them down off the mountain. And he asks them to tell nobody about what they had seen until after he has risen from the dead. But they don't understand what that means, even though they don't tell anyone. It's a very strange story, isn't it? It's a moment, I think, in which, for Peter and James and John, Jesus reveals a little bit more of who he really is. He really is the second person of the Trinity. He really is the Son of God. The Father names him, "This is my Son, the Beloved." Let's close our eyes now. Let's imagine that we are kneeling before Jesus on the top of the mountain in that moment of the Transfiguration. We are hearing the Father say to us, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Just notice what has stirred in your own heart. What do you want to say to God the Father or to Jesus? And to say that now. Amen.